prayer meditation for the third week of Advent. Our Advent waiting at the beginning of this third week allows joy to enter. We rejoice as we anticipate the nearness of the birth of our Saviour. To prepare for our Advent prayer, let us take a moment to open our minds, to open our hearts, to be attentive to God's presence always in our midst. A presence that is intensified in our Advent preparation for Christmas. Lord, in times past, you sent prophets to prepare the people for your first coming into the world. Their message moved the hearts and minds of those who listened to accept your coming among them at the birth of your Son, Jesus. May your Holy Spirit enable us to witness with greater conviction to your truth, love, and justice as we strive to further your kingdom by living in the joy your coming has given to us. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Underlining the joy inherent in God's coming, we hear in Zephaniah, "Zion, have no fear, be not discouraged, the Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Saviour. He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love. He will sing joyfully because of you as one sings at festivals." And St. Paul tells us to rejoice always, be happy at all times, pray constantly, and for all things give thanks to God. God has called you, and he will not fail you. Our third candle represents a change of Advent mood today, as we let the joy of God's coming break into our Advent waiting. This candle is known as the Shepherd's Candle. Their harsh life was soon to be transformed by joy and hope. The shepherds were poor, living away from home, out on the hills tending their flocks. They are suddenly awakened to new possibilities when angels announce to them the good news of the Saviour's birth in a cave nearby at Bethlehem. Joyfully they leave to seek their Messiah, and then to share the good news that God has come to dwell amongst them. Let this joy be in our hearts as we light our third candle. O God, you see how your people faithfully await the feast of the Lord's Nativity. Enable us, we pray, to attain the joys of so great a salvation and to celebrate them always with solemn worship and glad rejoicing. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen.
Found no place at the keeper's door. It was for this a child was born, to save a world so cold and hollow. A sleeping town, they did not know that lying in a manger low, a savior king who had no home has come to heal our sorrows. Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write His story? Shepherds counting sheep at night, do not fear the glory light. You are precious in His sight. God has come to raise the lowly. Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write His story? You can come as you are, but it may set you apart when you make room in your heart and trade your dreams for His glory. Every wrong will be made right. The road is straight, the burden's light. For in His hands He holds tomorrow. Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write His story? You can come as you are, but it may set you apart when you make room in your heart and trade your dreams for His glory.
Like Mary, let us be aware of the great things God has done for us, and let our souls be filled with joy. With the compassion of Jesus, let us show the tender love of God to those in distress to the homeless, to the lonely, to those suffering with illness, and to those who have lost a loved one this year. Our joy is in the Lord, who hears our prayers. May the joy of the shepherds be in our hearts as we move forward to the feast of Christmas. With them, let us be eager to tell his good news. My soul rejoices in my God. God of hope and joy, come. Come into my memory and stir up yearning, thanksgiving, and joy as I think of those gone before me and how they hung on your promises of a new dawning. Let me taste the joy that led them to proclaim your coming among us. God of hope and joy, come. Enter my heart and encourage my wavering faith. Let me know the deep joy of your presence as I live each day. Let me taste the consolation of knowing you as my companion on life's journey. God of hope and joy, come. Enter the lives of those I hold dear. Be their good news in times of struggle. Come to give them depth of faith in your faithful love. Let this be their joy. God of hope and joy, come. Enter every human heart that cries out for your love and for a taste of your happiness. Calm all restless hearts and soothe the agony of sufferers. God of hope and joy, come. Enter this Advent season with the grace of joy and laughter. Let this gift come from deep within, as you replenish us with the joyful blessings that your presence brings. God of hope and joy, come. Be the morning star in our midst, the light that darkness cannot extinguish, the beacon of hope, guiding our way to you. Come with your everlasting goodness, your assuring love, vigorous hope, and joyful expectation. Gracious God, you are our hope who never disappoints us. You are our joy who turns mourning into dancing. You are our Father, whose love for us is unconditional and without limit. With faith and hope, we pray that the Advent journeys of our lives bring us to the fulfillment of the joy of the resurrection. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.